called Tamuya Matin, where they used to be Matamim first. And so it says clearly here that they made the Kiddush. That's the right, so Pora B'chiyah in Kaddish, B'klisharos, the Kaddish is according to B'chiyah of Rabbi Yasi. That he says they wore Makaddish first in the Klisharos, and then they went out for Yotza. That's the Kaddish, L'chura, if you hold you need a Klisharos, if you hold you need a Kiddush, so then the Chura says the Pora there were three Matin lay, that he became Tomei and still the Kiddush helps. So there will be a proof that even though he became Tomei, still the Kiddush is still good. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Aleph. This is Rochim Daf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph on the top. And again, the last Shaila we're holding was if a Kohen makes a Kiddush Yadayim for a Glayim and then he becomes Tomei, if actually becomes Tomei, does that make a soul? Does he have to make another Kiddush Yadayim for a Glayim or not? That's the Shaila in the Gemara. So this the Gemara says we just had the list on the wall, Toshima, that Parah. That Abchir Rabbi Yosef Oma Mekadosh B'Klisharos B'Fnim, the Kohen to Abchir Rabbi Yosef, even by the Paraduma, the Kohen before he does the Avoid, he has to first make a Kiddush Yadayim for Glayim B'Fnim, and then he goes out first. Or else the other man says he can do B'Choyl, or else he can do even B'Mekiddush Acheres, even B'Mekadosh B'Mekiddush Acheres. Yes, the Mara says, Ivo Poro, the Poraduma, the Tamuya Metamnina law, the Kohen that worked with the Poraduma, they first used to be Metamnihim, and they made him go to the Mikvah, and before Harash Shemesh, he would do the Avoida of the Poraduma. We'll soon see why. The Snan went like this, Metamnim Hoyu HaKohen HaSarif HaSaporo. The Kohen that used to go and burn the Poraduma, they first used to be Metamnim, they used to make him touch the Sheretz in the morning. And then they would make him go to the mikvah. Why did they do this? To take away from the lave of the tzedukim. The tzedukim used to say they don't dash in Torah Shabbat on the Torah Shabbat itself. But they used to say even the poraduma or kohen that was tummy that day, even though he went to the mikvah, cannot do the avoid, he cannot burn the porah. We have to wait until Harash Shemesh. That's what the Tzedukim used to say. And they're wrong with Hashem Sukkim to say that the Paradum, even its full yoin, is kosher to do the Avoida. So to show everybody that they're wrong, they Bedafi used to take the Kohen that was going to burn it today and make him Tamei. And then he went to the Mikvah and he did the Avoida. And it doesn't say he had to make a new Kiddush Yadayim for a Glayim. So here you see, even though the Kohen was Tamei, still he does not need a second Kiddush Yadayim for a Glayim. So Chorosh Ramin, here it should be a proof. Loi posla bo tuma, that even though the Kohen becomes Tamei, if he goes to the mikveh right away, there's no, he's not Tain another time Kiddush Yadayim for a Glayim. There's no psul on the Kiddush. We do not say he was in Seir Das. Like he's becoming Torah right away, and he knows now he's fit to do the Avodah, so he was not in Seir Das. The Gemara says no, there's no proof here. So the Chorosh Ashramin, loi posla bo tuma, the Gemara says no. Maybe I'll answer you, Shani Parah, the Paradum is different. Hail the Tful Yoim, Loi Posobo, since that's the law of Midi Raisa. That even though Kohen was Tommy that day, as long as he goes to the mikveh even before Harash Shemesh, he's kosher to the Avoidah. So therefore, for Kiddush also, you see, Tum is not the biggest psul by Paraduma. So therefore, even though he was Mekadosh's hands before he became Tommy, here Tum does not stare, does not stop it. But by regular Korban, that even if Tful Yoim is possible, maybe you didn't Kiddush Tumah would be a Hesach Adas for the Kiddush. So Masa Yehochi, if so, this is Svaro, Lomuli the Mekadosh, what do you have to have a Kiddush altogether for? Like you tell him here you need less Kedusha, even a Kohen that's a Tful Yoim could do the Paraduma. So why do they have to be Mekadosh's hands altogether for? So Masa, that's not a Kasha. Kein Avoy Debinim, we try and make it as much as possible like the Avoy of other Karbonis. It is like by another Korban. The Kohen first has to have a Kiddush Yadayim for a Glayim, who is in here also, by a Paraduma, first make a Kiddush. Just if you become Tomei later, here there's no Hesach Hadas, because all you have to do is just go to the Mikvah, and right away you can do the Avoida. You do not have to wait for Harash Shemesh. Yiboilu, I have a question like this. Ma'al l'kaddish yodav raglov b'kiyo. What's going to be if the Kohen wants to, like, put his hands and feet into the Kiyo itself? Like, just the locker is, there are sprouts standing, let the water come out, and you let the water come onto your hands. What about if you put your hands and feet inside the kiyur, inside this big bowl? So, mimenu amarachmano puloi b'teichoi, does the Torah say you have to wash from it, mimenu, and not inside it? Or do we maybe know, afilu b'teichoi, that if you want to, you could forego inside it? Mimenu just means you have a right to pour the water out. But if you want to put your hands and feet inside, maybe that's also okay. That's the shailah. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Toshma, come in here. We had before, by the Paraduma, Oishetovo b'mei moro, the Yovet Av, not by a Paraduma, some had a price before, any Kayim, Oishetovo b'mei moro, when the Kayim comes in the morning, and he does not make a Kiddush Yodayim Berglayim, he just goes to the mikvah, a kosher mikvah, Oishetovo b'mei moro, the Yovet Avedos Apsula, that's exactly the kosher, but even though he went to the mikvah, it's no good, for Kiddush, you need Yodayim Berglayim, you need a special Kiddush from the Mekir. So, Tukur Tadiyik, if you only still is because it's not a kiyur at all. Mashmal, if you're holding by the water in the kiyur, even though you make a tefillah there, it would also be kosher. Because it only says that tefillah in the mikvah is no good. Mashmal, though a tefillah in the kiyur itself would be good. Maybe that's not the diyuk. I'll tell you, may maritzuchlei, that it could be a tefillah inside the kiyur for sure is no good. If that's the kiddush, you have to pour the water on your hands and not put your hands inside the kiyur. So what's the chiddush of a regular mikvah? May mor, that's the chiddush. Because shalei tem, like don't say, I would have thought to say, kol gufay tovel behem, yod of raglan lekol shchein, that this is a kosher mikvah. This is a place that you put your whole body inside there. So I would have thought to say it's a kal v'chaimah. Like madach, your whole body could go in here and you become tor, so pshit, you could only just put your hands and feet in there. That's the chiddush, no. So that's the chiddush even by mikvah, no. Kol shekein by the mekir, the kiyur itself is not meant for a mikvah. It's not meant to put your body inside it. It's only meant for kiddush of your dying braglayim. You know, it doesn't even have nemsor there. So pshita does not help the tefillah. Omer Rabbi Chiya by Yosef. Mekir nisolim lematirin kematirin. A kiddush. Rabbi Chiya, but this is Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, you have to hold cup here. He holds mekir, the water inside the kiyur. We're going now according to Rebbe Shita that there's a psulina. If you leave the water inside the kiyur overnight, or the portion before we have it, it's totally in Eilus HaShachar. When the morning star comes up, Eilus HaShachar, if the water in the kiyur is not down in the mikvah, it's up in the kiyur, is up, so it's a psulina. So B'chiyah says the Chiddush, that may kiyur, the water in the kiyur, nisolun lamatirin kematirin. It depends for what purpose you want to use this water for. If you want to use the water for the purpose of the kohen, that's going to do the avodas hadam, is going to do the matirim, which is either the avodas hadam or by a minchit, the kemitzah, he's going to do an avodah of matir. Now the law of matirim, they're only kosher b'yoyim and not b'layla. With ashen b'yoyim savosai, you only bring the karbonis by day and not by night. So you can't make as weak as hadam b'layla. Mashen kem v'yevorim, the burning of the fats and the meat, that's kosher kol alayla. He says, just like for the Avodah Saddam, you can't do it at the beginning of Shkia ready by Laila, so then the Mekir becomes possible by Shkia. Not the next morning does the first become possible, but even Shkia Saham at night. Because if they forgot to lower the Kir down inside the mikveh, even by Shkia Saham, so the water ready becomes possible. That this water cannot be used tomorrow for the Kahanim to wash their hands for the new Avodah Saddam. Because right now it's possible to do the Avodah Saddam, yeah. So the water right now becomes leaner.
Is there any time you have to Mekadosh his hands and feet at night?
Oh, not for the Avodah Saddam, yeah. Only for the Avodah of burning the Emurim, that yes. So for that the water is so kosher. It says, Le'evorim kevorim. But if we want to use the water just for burning the Evorim, which that you're allowed to burn the fats and the meat at night time, so then the water is still kosher at night time. It only becomes possible then by Lusa Shafra in the morning. So this Mekir depends on what purpose you want to use this water. If you want to use the water for tomorrow morning for the Kahanim to wash the hands for the new Avodah of Dam, you'll have to make sure the Kir overnight, like by Shkia time, was already put down inside the bowl. But if you want to use it to wash your hands for a night time, that you can still use it, it's still kosher. We'll see. Rav Chisda Omar, Afla Matirin Ein Nisol Elo B'Omer HaShachar. That's good, no. Even though the Kanim, they want to use this water to wash their hands, to do the Avodah Saddam, they want to use it tomorrow morning, the water does not become possible overnight. even though it was up overnight, as long as before Omer HaShachar, it was put down into a mikveh, and the time when it comes over to Shachar, Omer HaShachar, it's not up, it's in, there's no psulina. No matter what purpose you want to use this water, that's the truth, that's glass. For Rabbi Yechon says like this, Kiyor, Kivon Sheshoka, once they immersed it into the mikveh, the time even before Shkia, before nighttime, Shuvain Malayu, you do not bring it up anymore that nighttime. So the Chura Pashtas, Rabbi Yechon is saying, Elochumra, that you cannot use the Kiyor at all. If you want to make this water kosher, and Rashi explains, like the water inside the Kiyor has the Kedusha, because the Kiyor is the Kli Sharos, so anything inside the Kli Sharos has Kedusha. So there's a mitzvah really to watch it should not be ruined. Now if you leave it, it's going to become leaner. The Havdin of Yechon is a big machmer. So we do not want the water to be have a psalina. Therefore, put the kiyur, lower it down into the mikveh before shkia, and leave it there the whole night. That's just saying, once you put it down, do not bring it up at all. So the main...
How
to kind of wash hands at night, you mean? Right, so Chura, they'll have to be makpah to wash the hands before, and all the kind of are going to work at night time will come before Shkia to wash the hands. Or else, we have before, you could put water into any Kli Sharis, really. So they'll pull a small amount of water, just as much as they need, into a new Kli Sharis, and they use that water. But here, the leftover water they make here, they want to save it. This is the Havimina. The Gemara says, Lameimi, you want to tell me, according to Rabbi Yechon, you can't even use the kiyor for the kahanim that want to wash the hands for the nighttime for burning the murim. I have Omer Abbas, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mishmei Dufa. Rabbi Yechon still said over the name of Ilfa. Kiyor shaloi shok the mederiv the kaddish shemenu avodis laila. Like if for some purpose they did not put the kiyor down yet, it's still up. So you're allowed to use the water in it for the avodis laila. Olamacharena mekaddish. But for tomorrow, you do not have to make Kiddush. So the Havmina is so far, this is like Reb Chiya Shita now. That if you want to use the water for nighttime purpose, for the Kanim to burn the Amurim, it's kosher, it's okay. Just this water is possible for tomorrow's Avodah. For the Avodah's Adam, since now at nighttime you cannot bring the Dam anymore, so it's a Psulina for the Avodah's Adam. The Gemara says the soul, my Eina Maleyu, what did the Birchim Boss need to say you cannot bring it up? Not me to come up, La Avodah's Yain. Maybe you only meant to say you cannot bring up the kiyor to use it for tomorrow's purposes. If you want to bring it up now for the kahanim, like you're saying, either for Trumas Hadeshin, or you want to use the kahanim to wash the hands for the burning the emurim and the pedorim, that's okay. For the Gemara Yochi is so high the Reb Chiya by Yosef. So you're telling me now, Reb Yochi and Reb Chiya are saying the same shita, that the water only becomes special for the materium, but not for the Evorim. For the Evorim, since it's kosher the whole night time to burn the Evorim, the water doesn't become possible. That's not much of Chiyas Halacha. Chorot Mashmet Samachlekes. So Mar says, no, it's not the exact same. Shittik, but now there's a little difference. Gzeira Shikua. According to